Hey, it's Joe Rate, the owner of the Goodwin Smokers and the Three Little Pigs. The grilling guys cook on my smoker, and you should too.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up that grill. We've got about eight of them fired up right now. We're down at Garrett's Appliance on the corner of Byron Center and 28th Street. We're here for them Grand Rapids Metro Cruise. This is like a toy store down here. I've got a dozen grills beside me and all kinds of muscle cars, classic cars, new ones, old ones. We got a big group of Panteras right next to us, and Bob drove this K&M Dodge Challenger down here with the Hemi in it. Man, what a great day. I'm Jop. He's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Yeah, it is. If you're into muscle cars, this is the day in the West Michigan area, because 28th Street just comes alive with muscle. And, you know, muscle's in all forms, Jop, and lately, we've seen some muscle coming out of a little town east of Grand Rapids, and that's called Lowell, where I happen to live and you live. And it's the Lowell Red Arrows flexing their muscle out on the gridiron. And we have on the grilling line right now the head coach, Noel Dean. Good morning, Noel.
Good morning, Bob and Jop. How are you guys today?
Hey, thanks for joining us. So you had quite a game against Rockford the other night. Congratulations. That was... It's always nice to pull one off against a big team like the Rams.
Yeah, it is. It was an exciting game, and it's been a fun series the last 2 years for us, and I'm kind of glad, looking forward to bringing it to a close.
Coach, I wasn't able to get at the game, but I had several buddies that were there, and they were touting your defense, and I believe it's got to be that core strength that you work so hard on with the guys. He said that the defensive line was just amazing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, our kids work at in the weight room and the off-season stuff pretty hard, and a lot of them wrestle and play baseball and some of the other sports, which is all tied together, you know, with the way our coaches go about their business. And so it makes it nice. You know, our defense right now has got some nice players, and they're a little ahead of us offensively, but I'm hopeful that our offense can catch up, and I think they will. But, you know, we're playing a very, very, very difficult schedule this year, and so every weekend is going to be a fun weekend out here in Red Arrow Land.
You got the Pink Arrow Project coming up, and my wife Maureen and I and Olivia went down to the senior center, and we donated blood and got our T-shirts. We're all geared up for the Pink Arrow game. Tell everybody a little bit about that Pink Arrow Project real quick, if you would.
We're in our fifth year of Pink Arrow. It's Pink Arrow 5, and we've raised a little over $1 million so far to help with cancer support in West Michigan area and in Lowell with our family assistance program, helping people with stipends who are going through active stages of chemo and radiation, and then the support with Gilda's Club. You know, we've written Gilda's Club checks for a little over $80,000, I believe, the last 3 or 4 years to provide free cancer support in a location here in Lowell, and as well as the one they have in Grand Rapids. So it's been a tremendous project. It's been very enlightening, and it's just been woven into the fabric of our community now. Our game is coming up a week from this Friday against Grand Haven, so it's going to be a great opponent, and it's going to be exciting.
Coach, you know, our hat's off to you as a grilling guy, but also as a community leader, because you were the driving force behind Pink Arrow number one and getting this thing off the ground. And so many communities around West Michigan now have adopted similar programs where they're doing great things in their community around a fundraising event of a high school football game. And you were the first one to do it. And, you know, here's to you, man, because raising over $1 million in a little community just east of Grand Rapids is an amazing thing, but I think you're being very humble, because if we look at the impact of this thing around the state, it's been amazing. There's communities all over Michigan now doing what you founded and you started out, so thanks to you.
Well, thanks. You know, I think we live in a time right now, Bob, but we really have to adopt that. We have to really validate why we should be and what we should be about sports, and not necessarily so caught up in some of the other things some of these guys are doing. So I think it's great. I think it's fun. I've had a lot of great conversations with a lot of great people across the country about the idea of this project, and it's been a fun experience for me and for our town. And we've had a lot of great, tremendous support with people in our town that have really gotten behind it and supported it, people, including people like you.
Yeah, well, it makes living in Lowell just that much better. You know, you're talking about the other programs that work together. Your strength training, we had Billy Long on earlier. He strength and conditioning coach for Kansas City and St. Louis, and he's one of Dick Vermeil's friends that I met. And your strength and conditioning program is very good. My son Jordan played for you for 4 years. He just shipped off this morning. He's going to be on the very first lacrosse team for a school called Olivet. Does that ring a bell to you?
Yeah, the Fighting Comets, yeah. I'm actually going down there for, I haven't been back there in a while because I've been so busy on the weekends with my own kids tackle football. But we're going back. I'm one of their alumni of the year this year for homecoming, so it's a great school. It was really good to me. I'm kind of a small town guy, and so that certainly fit that mold for me. It's just kind of like Lowell with a college, you know. So he'll have a lot of fun there, and that's exciting for him and exciting for Olivet to add that program.
It is. It's very exciting, and I'd have to say, due to the rigid training that your program provided, he's leaving equipped for another sport, but still, because he was in your football program, you left him better equipped, and we appreciate that.
You're welcome, and thanks. He was great to have with us, and I really enjoyed my time with Jordan. He was supposed to go out to that grilling your golf outing this year and bring me back autographs this year, but we forgot to get that done. So.
Oh, yeah, Olivia went with me instead.
You move them on, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
You take your turns with all of them. I'm just starting to find that all out because my oldest is a junior this year, and I got three behind him. So it's like every time I do one for one, they all take inventory and take notes, and they hold you to it.
They sure do. We're going to talk a little tailgating right now, but let's get our heads together on that Pink Arrow project and see if the grilling guys can't do something to get our big Good One smoker out there for your Pink Arrow project and help you raise a little money.
All right, that'd be great, guys. You take care, okay. All right?
Okay, thanks, Noel. That's Noel Dean, head coach of the Lowell football program. Once again, just a great addition to the West Michigan community.
Yeah, you know what? It is tailgate season, Bob, and man, this is my favorite time of year as a grilling guy. I love to take it mobile, get out there among the people, and just fire up a grill. People are happy when they're eating. People are happy when they're standing beside a grill. It's just we're blessed to be able to have this kind of an opportunity to do this stuff, man.
Tailgating awesome. Is wonderful. Next Friday, you and I are going to be at Spartan Stadium doing a little tailgating, and we're going to be with a guy named Perlis. You ever hear him?
Yeah, Green George, baby. It's all good.
Yeah, we're going to be doing the show at WVFM with Mad Dog, and we're going to be tailgating and doing radio all together. So
that's a Friday night gig for
us. It is. Yeah. Boise State. Yeah, it's going to be exciting. So looking forward to working with Mad Dog next Friday, and going to be a lot of fun in Spartan Stadium.
Yeah, it sure will. We later in the year, we're going to do the Michigan State-Notre Dame game. Our friends at Christ Enderley Law Firm are going to have us down, and we're going to help them with a tailgate down there as well. If I've got any Michigan fans listening out there, the Grilling Guys are looking for a Michigan game to come do tailgate. So look us up on Facebook, the Grilling Guys, or check us out. Send us a note on thegrillingguys.com. If you want to put together a big tailgate celebrating a Michigan game, we got a couple Michigan States booked, but we're looking for a Michigan game. So reach out to us. Let us know what's going on.
That's right. You can follow me on Twitter, also Grillin' Guy on Twitter.
Yep. Coming up next, we've got our Doug Tuttle. He's the co-director of the Michigan Titanium, Michigan's only triathlon race. It's going to be happening tomorrow up on the north side of Grand Rapids. Stick with us. We're the Grillin' Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.